Stephen Jill here.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why a small percentage of people accomplish their goals. And I thought this was appropriate because it's January. Well, it's the first real show in January.
It's the fourth. This is one of those rare occasions where we're recording on the actual day.
The same day. Why? Because we just got off of, like everybody, having some fun during the holiday season.
Well, here's what's funny, too. Last week was supposed to be with my ladies, Land Academy ladies group on Tuesday, which was like the 29th or something. We were going to talk about work-life balance. And because I respect work-life balance, I needed some more life balance and not work balance. So I canceled our thing. So tomorrow we're going to pick up where we left on work-life balance. So this is partially why we're recording today, too. We needed that work-life balance.
Awesome. Today's topic, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
You're out of your mojo, out of your groove, aren't you?
We haven't recorded in quite some time.
Yeah, it's like a week and a half. It's nice. James wrote, "Hello and Happy New Year. Transitioning military member, signing up and excited to get started. The member guide appears to focus on the tools first, but I assume we should review the videos, which are the same thing as reference the YouTube courses, also references DVDs."
Yes, that's how long we've been doing this.
Yes, you're right.
It used to be in DVD form.
We did. And they provide the basics. I have some of my family working with me, and my initial thoughts about how to organize to take care of the most important responsibilities would be useful. Like step one, build a list, tutorial, step two, sort the list, etc. Noted we need a name and a website, but we didn't understand the purpose of the website up front. Is the purpose of the website to list on the mailer so sellers have a website with all your information and documents? Question? Thank you.
So this is a very, very popular question that usually Jill and I don't answer, but I think everybody can benefit from it. We have a pretty substantial number of new members that signed up over the last 90 days. So it's really important to watch the programs, Land Academy 1 and Land Academy 2. And Land, the Cash Flow from Land, the original program from 2015. And if you follow it step by step, all the stuff will get answered, and you will, at the end of it, have a comprehensive plan and a calendar, or you should anyway, from which to start at that point. So you don't want to build lists or whatever you mentioned in this. I'm not even sure what that means, because we use database-driven data, not lists. So the best thing you can absolutely do is follow the program in order.
Well, that's great. That's great, Jack. Let me answer your question, James.
Really?
Yeah. What's the fucking point of the website? Yes, I do want you to go out and spend a couple $100, even if you need to do it on, pay $200 and get somebody on Fiverr to get your website. Pick a name, you know, and you could spend, don't spend it. Week on this, but spend a day on it. Make sure you find a name you like.
Yeah, but it's
shorter as possible.
It's addressed in the program.
I know, but I'm helping the planet right now. I'm going to say why. Why do we have a website? Because I do want people to look you up and be able to find you. And then number two, someday you're going to post your property for sale there. So
maybe.
Yes.
Selling the program, and welcome, by the way.
Yes.
There's some people that this is what Jill doesn't know. There are two or three people that are very active in Land Investors that answer questions. And they answered James' question with an incredible amount of detail, and one or two of them with a little bit of venom. Because this is a popular question, and every single one of us have had teachers in school, in high school or college, that have said, hold on, just if you get all the questions that you have are going to be answered throughout the process here. So that's kind of where I'm going with this.
All right, well, for me, you're going to get quick answers, no venom.
No, there's no venom. Come on, there's no venom.
I know. You referred to some of the people. I'm like, no, it's all good.
This is hours and hours.
Yeah.
We have a show coming up later this week about the value of these Thursday webinar, Would You Do This Deal, that we've been doing for years and years with our members. And that's part of the education, too. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot to take in. There's a lot of moving parts to this. It's also crazy profitable once you get it all going.
Exactly.
Today's topic, why a small percentage of people accomplish their goals. This is the meat of the show. Jill came up with this idea, and she essentially said, think about how many real estate agents there are out there, and then how many, as a percentage of those, I think there's 2 million we looked up.
Mm-hmm.
As a percentage, how many of those do really well?
We were talking on the couch this morning, and we're like, okay, it's 2021. You know, some argue there are a lot of us, and I argue there's not a lot of us. I really feel this way.
Oh, yes.
This was the whole point. Jack and I were having a discussion about, you know, the Land Academy community. We have several new members that have been joined, like you just said, in the last, you know, 30, 60, however many 90 days. And, you know, are we gonna step on each other's toes kind of thing. That was really the point of this whole thing. And we are a small little niche of other people that are also investors like us. And I said, hold on a moment. Do you really think of our little community, here's the reality, in our little community, which is not that big, there are even a smaller amount of community that are actually doing this, and even smaller amount of people, percentage, that are doing it well.
Right.
And are really all in for the right reasons and going for it. And then I thought, think of this. How many real estate agents do you think you're on the planet? So we looked it up. There are 2 million nationwide licensed real estate agents. That's a lot. And then the number of deals that are getting done, 5.34 million existing homes were sold in 2019. So I have friends on all spectrums of real estate agents. This is the point, and this is the point of where we are with investors and why I don't worry. I have one really sweet friend who's sharp and bright, and gosh, I think she did 2 deals last year. She's just struggling. I haven't really sat and put a lot of time into it. She's obviously, you know, there's something missing there to do 2 deals last year. Fast forward to one of our really good friends who lives right by us here in town, and she's doing 4 deals this month. It's this week or this month. I think it's this month. But look at the different.
These are $2 million plus deals.
Yes. So I think it's this month. She's got 4 right now, 2 on the buy side, 2 on the sell side, in escrow. And we figure they're averaging $2 million bucks each. So everybody do the math. What's 3% of $8 million? And that's what you're making a month. You're doing okay. So it's amazing. And so look at the spectrum. So we have that within Land Academy. And my argument is the people like, her initial is J. The people like J, who are killing it, is a very, 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 it's probably less than 1%, realistically. So, you know, 2 million agents, I know there's not 2 million of us, that's for sure. It's a very small number of us.
No, there's a few hundred.
Exactly. I know.
And there's 150 million pieces of property in the country.
Exactly.
So versus 2 million to 5 million.
Exactly. So I wanted to do 2-part. I want to put everybody's minds at ease about don't worry about it. And then number 2, if you want to be that person, and we're going to talk more about it, I'm sure, this week with other topics, how do you be that person? I want to be the less than 1%. What does it take? You know, and that's kind of what we're here doing right now. I'm just taking this whole show, if that's okay.
No, I think it's okay. Great. I mean, it was kind of your idea anyway, and you're explaining it way better than I ever could.
Okay, so my other point was, you want to be that 1%, that less than 1%. You're here to kill it, not just put food on the table and pay for college. You want to like make this a business and go big. That's where we're starting these accountability groups. And we have different levels of accountability groups that we're announcing and launching this month. So you will have the opportunity to really work closely with us in many different levels to get there. Some of you don't want to work that hard, and I understand that, but some of you do, and there's a small percentage of you that do, and we're right here to help you.
And wherever you are, we have the tools and the access to us and our staff and
for all levels.
We've proven that over and over again.
Mm-hmm. For all levels,
mm-hmm.
including I'd like to make $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So why do a small percentage accomplish their goals? We're going to talk more this week, because at the end of the day, that's who they are. They're driven. They won't stop.
That's it. It's not because they had a better CRM to use.
Or a teacher. Yeah, it's more in them. It's really more in them.
It's in their soul. Mm-hmm. You know, I can speak from personal experience that we're two of those people. Mm-hmm. We're just not going to stop.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a deal right now. Well, this is like normal. I mean, we're doing a, it's like every, there's constantly a deal like this. Here, let me set you up for this too, just so you know. You will forever have a deal that you're working on that you know the only reason the deal got done is because you got it done. That's always what's going on. Yep. If you think you're going to sit back and just let it unfold and it's all going to happen perfectly and people are going to wire the money when they're supposed to wire it and title's just going to be like, ding, we're done. Like I told you on the third, here we are. Oh, hell no. That's not at all how it goes. There's going to always be at least one deal that you are pushing to get done. And that's, again, why these people like us accomplish our goals.
Yep.
We push it and we make it happen. And we know that. And we've said this a lot, like, boy, there's a reason why this deal's sitting here and no one can do it. No one will do it, and we will do it. We'll get it done.
And make it profitable.
Mm-hmm. That's the end of my rant.
No, it's not a rant. And I'll tell you, in that deal and every deal like it, you can find it very quickly. Mm-hmm. You can talk to the people who are involved in the transaction and find out why, mm-hmm. why it's not getting done. And there's been times where it's not, Jill and I don't want to take it on.
Yeah.
Maybe it's so grossly overpriced that it'll never happen or whatever. But in a lot of cases, it's something simple like marketing.
Oh, you mean on the sell side? Posted.
Yeah.
Or okay.
Or just like, are we going to make money on this deal?
Then I
know what deal you're
it.
Talking about. And it just hasn't been marketed correctly.
Oh, okay. You're talking about on the sell side. I'm just actually talking on the buy side because there's two parts, and you're right. For me, I'm thinking of a deal on the buy side a couple deals actually. One's a 5-pack and one's a 1-pack. Or it's a 7-pack, excuse me. It's 7 properties. 5 are good, 2 are a problem. And I'm like, yep, that's why we're getting this price.
So all we need to do is separate the escrows.
And that's why it's just no one will get it done. We're going to get them all done.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Crazy profitable.
But you have to think like that. And this one deal, I'm like, God, what the heck? So what you're talking about is the person that was selling it didn't market it properly is why we got it. This is a whole different kind of deal.
In typical fashion, or offered what we thought it's worth. And the seller finally, because it was on the market for a while, finally said, okay.
Yeah.
Enough's enough. Yes, I'll sell it.
Yeah. This is not our typical deal. It's a whole different thing. But that's the difference. What's interesting is because we do residential and commercial and land unimproved. So we deal with everything.
Yep.
We get a little taste of it all. I've been happy to help you. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called, Where Do I Get the Money? And Who's Gonna Teach Me? You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Two of our most popular questions.
Every single social media, online forum, environment, community thing I'm involved in, every new investor I see pipes in with these two issues, money and what do I do?
Yep.
Who's going to show me? And we're going to talk about that. It's going to be good. It's actually going to coincide with my Facebook Live tomorrow. So as you're listening today, please join me tomorrow at 3:00 Pacific time. I will be on Facebook and YouTube Live, and I will cover it there too. And I'll be able to answer your questions. So you get a little heads up right now. Think about what questions you want to know tomorrow, and I will answer them live for you. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we do appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
Your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.